Hello, this is the announcer again. As none of the Monty Python team have turned up yet, we are unable to finish this sketch. Thank you.
Well, the results are coming thick and fast off the teleprinter now. Here's the big news from the Midlands. In the League Cup, second round, second leg, West Bromwich Albion 1, Coventry City 6,986. So West Brom go through there on aggregate. The result of a friendly match, Sheffield United married Fulham. And now for our big report, let's go over to join Joel Hurstfield with a report on this afternoon's number one game.
Oh, we had a great game here at Goodrill this afternoon when Manchester Rovers thrashed Sheffield Thursday by 2-1, and the kind of game satellites will soon be beaming to California. Thursday started fast and poof. A London 23 international Arlo Fitch went close with a grand 20-yard left footer folly after a spot of London Palladium-type ball jodied by majestic £450,000 right-winger Ernie Good, newly signed from Pompey and doing very nicely too, thank you. But Rovers took the lead when the educated feet, a tricky 5'2" ball-playing, bow-legged ex-commander, £1.5 million inside right, Cyril Overcraft, Wacket, beat two men and lamed a third before laying on the kind of chance Ted Buzzard don't miss. But Thursday equalised through skipper for day carts, oh so cool penalty, actually awarded against Ginger Truck for gouging. In second half, play got a bit rough. And after a nasty goalmouth incident which made the Battle of Britain look like an afternoon tea party, Rovers hard tackling ex-bricklayer right off its sprat was badly bitten, and Sid Iron Man Hawkins had to leave field with loss of memory. While Flaxon at top of the Football League scoring list, Alf Snakeips Ramsbottom got his marching orders from referee Bartley of Billingham, but Rovers were well on top. And their £4.7 million star-studded Bank of England forward line of Bun, Wacket, Buzzard, Stubble and Boot tore great holes in Rovers' defence before in 86th minute a sharpshooter Bobby Cannonball Stubble magicked his way through Thursday's defence before slamming a great 20-yarder past concussed Thursday goalie Lofty Crab with his fractured left foot, and now I return to the studio in London.